It's my privilege to welcome you to Come Follow Me for 2026, where we will be focusing on the Old Testament and portions of the Pearl of Great Price. When I first received this invitation, I reflected on my childhood and the time that was spent with my mother as she read to me Bible stories from the Old Testament about Adam and Eve, about Abraham, Moses, and my favorite of all time, David and Goliath. Given that my name is David, I always thought that was a great story. Those experiences in my youth were the beginning of a lifelong love for the Holy Scriptures. If you have your scriptures nearby, please get them because we're going to read scriptures together. I want to begin by reading in Abraham chapter 3 in the Pearl of Great Price. And they who keep their first estate shall be added upon, and they who keep not their first estate shall not have glory in the same kingdom with those who keep their first estate. And they who keep their second estate shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever. Now, verse 26 may be a little confusing to some. Let me see if I can help. And they who keep their first estate shall be added upon. The first estate was premortality. And keeping the first estate simply suggests that we accepted the Father's plan and were willing to follow Jesus as His only begotten and beloved Son and as our Savior and Redeemer. The verse then says, and they who keep their second estate shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever. We come to the second estate, which is our mortal life and experience here. Now we find out if we will live up to the commitment, the promise that we made, that we would follow the Savior. Next is the question, and the Lord said, whom shall I send? And one answered, like unto the Son of Man, here am I, send me. And another answered and said, here am I, send me. And the Lord said, I will send the first. And the second was angry and kept not his first estate. And at that day, many followed after him. Now, an implication for me and for you is that having kept our first estate, because we are here in mortality, now we have agency to choose to follow the Father's plan and to choose to accept and live the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I've mentioned on other occasions and will do so forever, we don't receive moral agency to just do whatever we want. We receive agency as a gift in order to follow the Father's plan and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Redeemer. I've often heard it expressed that in the premortal council, two plans were presented, that Jesus presented a plan and Lucifer presented a plan. But I don't find that in these verses. What we have is the Eternal Father presenting His plan. It is important to recognize that Lucifer did not present his plan. He rebelled against the Father's plan. You learn a great deal about the adversary through that very act of rebellion in premortality. Now, in the fourth chapter of the book of Moses, we get a little more detail about Lucifer and his rebellion. And I, the Lord God, spake unto Moses, saying, that Satan, whom thou hast commanded in the name of mine only begotten, is the same which was from the beginning. And he came before me, saying, behold, here am I, send me, I will be thy son, and I will redeem all mankind, that one soul shall not be lost, and surely I will do it, wherefore give me thine honor. Notice the self-centeredness in his declaration. There's a lesson in our day-to-day lives as we begin to think like Satan. I know what to do. I want what I want. I think I can do this better. We're headed for serious spiritual danger. What would our life be like if we didn't know about premortality? What would our life be like if we didn't have this information about the Father's plan? The very purpose for having agency is to choose God and to love and serve and bless our brothers and sisters. It's not to do whatever we want. It is to follow God's plan and His beloved Son. These scriptures help us understand our purpose. They answer the greatest questions of life. Where did we come from? Why are we here upon the earth? What happens to us when we die? We find and have the answer in the Holy Scriptures. These truths provide a sense of our eternal nature, and they provide a precious perspective on everything that we experience in mortality. Everything that we think, everything that we do is affected by knowing where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going. And as we begin to see that sweep of eternity from premortality to mortality to postmortality and eternity, I swell with joy and gladness in knowing the answers to these fundamental questions in all of our lives. My earnest prayer for me and for you, for all of us, is that we will seize on these opportunities, use them to the fullest, to not simply read, but to study, to ponder, to pray, to relish the delicious truths that we find in these holy scriptures. I joyfully declare my witness that God, the Eternal Father, is our Father. He is the author of the plan of happiness. Jesus Christ is His divine and His only begotten Son. He is our Savior and our Redeemer. I pray that each of us will grow in faith, grow in obedience and commitment, and grow in consecration. In the sacred name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.